You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Hello and welcome to the League Podcast with William Hill, Alex Dunn and Pete Farries here to look ahead to the best of the Championship this weekend. Six games to go out in just a moment, three televised games as well to look forward to over the course of the weekend. And it's all coming together quite nicely for some clubs, for others, not so much. But we've got some key clashes coming up this week. There are just 10 games left for most sides. A few more for a couple of others, and they could be key come the end of the season. But there's still plenty to be decided, isn't there, Pete? Not one team is guaranteed to go up or down, with the possible exception of Bolton. It would appear that after their mini revival, they might just have given themselves too much to do now.
Yeah, 10 points between themselves and the MK Dons, and I suppose 11 if you consider it's 10 points and 7 goals. There was one massive winner midweek, wasn't there? Which is Burnley. They were the winner because Borough messed up, Brighton messed up, Hull messed up. Obviously, I say Hull messed up. Hull was the FA Cup, but they messed up away at Birmingham last time out. Derby messed up. Wednesday drew. I suppose, again, Wednesday Brighton draw is not a horrendous result, but there was one massive winner, and that was Burnley, because, of course, also in that game, they were really struggling, weren't they? Yeah, comfortably down, and Fulham, as per usual, scoring lots of goals and conceding even more. So there was one massive win, which was Burnley. I mean, can you believe that going into the beginning of last week, Burnley were 8-13 for promotion in that market? Unbelievable. They were fifth favs for promotion, which again is absolutely unbelievable when you consider how good they've looked. Five wins if you're looking at just five game form back to back now. They are the team now. I think everyone is saying they're
up. Well, they've timed it right. Hull and Middlesbrough have been there all the way, and Brighton, and at times have looked leggy and they just haven't been able to
void of ideas
to maintain the momentum that they had early on in the season, whereas Burnley took a little while to sort of get themselves together, having come down, found a team that works, found a system that works, and are now just relentless in their the way that they play. I watched them actually nap them, didn't I, against Blackburn last week?
You did,
and that
was
a really good game. Blackburn gave them a good run for their money, but Burnley just have that pace that they I know that's a derby, so it's a little different in terms of the pace of the game, but they are a force to be reckoned with at that level. We saw them in, of course, the Premier League, and they couldn't quite cut it. It'll be interesting to see, assuming that they do go up, which is a fair assumption, that they're still not home and hosed, but in their current form, it's hard to see them not going up. Whether they'd be better equipped this time up.
Well, they spent a lot of their Premier League money last time on improvements to the training ground and everything else, didn't they? So you think as a club, their foundations are more solid this time round. Sean Dyche should have learnt an awful lot. That's not being disrespectful, because I think he's a very good manager, but he'll have learnt an awful lot about Premier League management. They've invested in players who have either got a sell-on value or, of course, also are going to keep developing, because they're still relatively young. But some great bets this week, Alex. Some really, really good bets.
We'll start with the Saturday lunchtime game, which is Blackburn against Leeds. Another Saturday lunchtime game for Blackburn. It's 16th against 15th, and it's two sides that all season have struggled for consistency. They've both had flirtings with the idea of relegation. Both look pretty safe as things stand. They both, at some point in the season as well, will have looked up and gone, ooh, we're not too far off the playoffs. But basically, they are two very mid-table sides. And as far as I'm concerned, Pete, this is priced at wrong. Blackburn are 3-4, the draw 9-4, and Leeds are 15-4. Blackburn worthy favourites. They played well last week. They played well in midweek as well when they beat Birmingham. But they should not be that price against a side as unpredictable as Leeds.
I kind of get that, but Blackburn will win this game, in my opinion. I kind of do agree that 3-4 is a little bit on the rye bread side for Blackburn, when you consider they can throw mistakes in all over the place. But they have won the last four games at Ewood Park, and not just won them, they've scored 10 goals in those four matches as well, Alex. Three past Fulham, three past the MK Dons, and that was when they had to come from behind. They beat Borough 2-1, of course, here, and did look very, very comfortable in doing so, and generally speaking look very, very handy. Now Leeds have won the last two games away from home, of course. Their first win at Cardiff since, I think, 1984. They beat Bolton. Again, Bolton away from home. And then, of course, there was that first 45 against Brighton that was, I mean, both awful and hilarious, I suppose, for some people, in equal measure. But for me, Cardiff are a very good side who are liable to throw a bit of a mare in. Bolton are Bolton. I think there's still a half chance for them, but it's looking less and less likely. But Blackburn, you know, 4 home wins out of 5, and that loss, by the way, was to Hull. The game before that, they lost as well, but that was to Brighton. You know, so actually, if you look at the last 6 games, they've won 4, including beating Middlesbrough, and then lost to Hull and Brighton. Mm. And for me, at home, that is too good a price. It just is. The other market I like here, outside of a goal scorer, which I'll give you in a second, is the cards. Now, Keith Stroud is your man in charge of this match. He last refereed Milton Keynes against QPR on the 5th of March. 4 bookings. But before that, Preston Sheffield Wednesday, the red card that I'm talking about, everyone knows, and 6 yellows. Dagenham and Redbridge before that, 2 red cards and 4 bookings. Before that, lots of booking points in a lot of places here. Over 45 booking points is 17 to 20. Mm. But when you consider that in 2 of his last 3 matches, he's issued a red card. Red card in the match, yes, is 3 to 1, which is also quite interesting. When you've got two teams who, yes, aren't desperately fighting each other for survival or even for extending themselves into the Premier League. But what they are doing is, I think, are going to go against each other with confidence that they can win the game. And I think it's sometimes that can lead to some silliness. And also, ultimately, your referee likes giving up bookings. Mm. Play it. That's another way to do it. So I like those markets. And Danny Graham as well, at 19 to 10 any time, would be another pick. He's loved it at Ewood Park recently. Bagged against Birmingham. Bagged in the game before against Middlesbrough, who he, of course, used to play for and came through the academy of. Didn't score against MK Dons, but did bag in that 3-0 victory over Fulham. So 3 goals in 4 home games. Danny Graham at 19 to 10 to play. But with Blackburn's home form as it is, I don't believe Leeds are trustworthy still. I'll take that 3 to 4.
Okay, we'll go to Sunday's games now. The first one is at 1:15, and it's Wolves against Birmingham. Wolves 11-8, the draw 21-10, and Birmingham are 19-10. Wolves have been very much in and out so far this season. They currently sit in 12th place. Birmingham were a side that at the start of the season we thought, well, we had high hopes for home.
Yeah, absolutely.
In particular, their home form's let them down. Away from home, they did have the best away records in the league until a few weeks ago. Admittedly, they are now 4 without a win on the road, but still, their away form is okay. This is a derby as well, of sorts, Wolves against Birmingham, and I wouldn't know which way to play this, to be honest. There are some appealing prices out there, but I wouldn't know which mast to nail my colours to.
Eventually, I went Wolves.
Okay.
11-8 time of recording. Why did I go Wolves? Well, first and foremost, Birmingham haven't scored in their last 4 away games. That, to me, is a serious trend of not being able to hit the back of the net away. They probably can score against Wolves, but the point remains that still suggests to me a Wolves side who can score more. Mm-hmm. Secondly, they've got a couple of players returning from injury. Wolves. Their average age midweek was just 25. Of their first team, but they have shown improvements at Molineux. They really have. Yes, Cardiff and Preston, even Bolton went there and took a point, but they have beaten Derby and Bristol City here in back-to-back games. And Kenny Jackett's also gone 4-1-4-1 from the looks of things. He's gone back to Kenny Jackett. He's just reined in that expanse a little bit and just kind of gone, look, I'm best at playing solid, ploddy football. Mm. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, obviously people want entertainment, but ultimately what Kenny Jackett did with Millwall, Barrett away from home, was he made them incredibly tough. And that's what he's done with Wolves as well, of late, I will add. Like I say, a couple of players, Michy Giro coming back from injury and so on and so forth. But Birmingham, yeah, I just don't want to back because of that lack of away goals. Mm. I think they're such a good side. I mean, we've talked about how important Clayton Donaldson's return from injury was. And you look at the sides they've been to and not scored. Bristol City, Rotherham, QPR okay, and Blackburn, as well as they're doing at home, still aren't a phenomenal side. You know, they've won just 1 away game since November, Birmingham as well, you've got to bear in mind, which was a 5-2 victory over Fulham in November, and that 3-0 victory at Derby back in January. So Wolves would definitely be the play for me. I've also played here minus a goal Wolves, which is a bit of a stretch at 4-1, but I do think it's possible because Birmingham's last 2 away losses were both 2-0. Before that, they lost against Wednesday and Hull, both minus a goal, although they're better sides, and they went to Brighton and lost 2-1 to their credit. But I just really think that Wolves are the team to back here. They are an unpredictable side. They are not a great side, Wolves, either. Let's be absolutely clear about this at the moment. But I do think they've got it in their pocket to win what is, I think, going to be a very tough and tightly contested match.
Okay, the final televised game is Charlton against Middlesbrough. That's Sunday at 3:30. Charlton 9-2, the draw 5-2. Middlesbrough are 8-13. Charlton sit in 23rd. They've struggled throughout the season. They're actually unbeaten in two. They won at Brentford and they drew at home to the MK Dons. But that was a must win for them, really. They didn't win and they come up against a Middlesbrough side who are not as bomb-proof as they once seemed. They come here off the loss at Rotherham. They lost at Blackburn as well, as we mentioned earlier in the podcast in recent weeks. They have had a bit of a blip, even when they are winning. They're not doing it especially comfortably a lot of the time. They need a win here. And you couldn't ask for a much more easy game. But you look at the Rotherham game, you look at the Milton Keynes Dons game as well for Middlesbrough. Yeah. They're easy away games, in theory, that they have slipped up on.
Excuse me.
They're a short price here, and we've seen Charlton get hammered at home already this season and away. They've let in a lot of goals. Is this going to be a Middlesbrough win? They are very, very short.
I'm not touching that price. Mm. Charlton have drawn 6 of their last 10 home games. Borough, away from home, it ain't been great, has it? They've won at Fulham and they've won at Brentford in 2016. The two things that are seemingly more and more guaranteed to happen at the turn of a new year is you and I and everyone else listening will completely blow our New Year's resolutions within about 4 or 5 days. But then Borough, if they're at the top of the table, will struggle second half of the season. It is a tale as old as time. Yeah. Under Mowbray, under Strachan, under Southgate, under McLeod. Honest to God, it is just a trend in Middlesbrough. When the weather starts to turn, Borough start to turn. And at the moment, at that price, I can't, like you, Alex, be close to backing Middlesbrough to win this game. The double chance here for Charlton, just bear in mind the 9-2, is a very, very good-looking 11-10. I mean, I'm talking a very good-looking 11-10. Because, you know, at the moment, yeah, Borough might go there and batter him. You know, it might be the case. But do you as a punter... I mean, I'll tell you one thing. That there are a lot of people out there who will be putting teams into whackers and everything else and looking at Borough and going, they're away at an awful team. They should win that game, which theoretically they should. Mm-hmm. They'll go into my hacker. This is a team who should go nowhere near your hacker. You do not want this team, even if... I mean, they might come out to win, fine, but there is a possibility of them, quote-unquote, poisoning your hacker for this week, I think. Yeah. They're not one of the shorties you would put in, you know, into any kind of accumulator because of that form. Yes, they won at the Riverside 3-0 earlier in the season. But that brings me to another bet that I actually quite like here, which is the half-time, the first half draw here. Now, why do I like that? Well, it's pretty simple. It landed the last time that these two teams met, obviously at the Riverside, 3 second-half goals, and Kadoma started in the 58th, 59th, and they went from there. But also, I think Borough are going to be nervous. And Charlton will know that if they can hold Borough off until half-time, they're going to have a great chance because Borough's confidence is actually really not high at all. 19-20 first-half betting draw in this game, Alex. Now, if you want a goal scorer, everyone's going to go to Jordan Rhodes, who I don't think has settled brilliantly into the Borough side, truth be told. There's already suggestions that people are unhappy with the amount of money he's getting paid, and that is always such a massive thing in the dressing room.
Didn't play, did he, either, last time?
No. This
with Nugent.
With Nugent, yeah. This is the thing about bringing in a player on a lot more money than everyone else.
He needs to justify it as well.
He needs to justify it. The thing is, though, he's 6-5 any time. If I told you someone had done something 11 out of 13 times and then said to you, I'll give you 6-5, that person does it again, you'd back it, wouldn't you?
Probably.
6-5, 11 out of 13 times. There is no team around anywhere that Jordan Rhodes loves playing more than Charlton. Mm. 13 games against Charlton for all clubs that he's played for, 11 goals. It is, I think it's 4 away from his record against other clubs. That is incredible. He's 6-5 any time if you want a goal scorer. He was an easy pick anyway, but once I saw that stat, it became quite an interesting one. But I think Charlton can do something here.
Okay. We'll wait on team news to just check that Jordan Rhodes is playing.
Of course. I'd say of course, yeah.
People get involved, but certainly, yeah.
11-13, though. He's a man who likes a club, isn't it?
I would almost go as far as to say, though, here, that if you fancy Middlesbrough, back a minus a goal. I think if they're going to win, then they'll win.
I agree. They'll either win comfy or they'll draw or lose. I agree. But I do think that double chance at 11-10 Charlton's the play, though. I really do.
OK, we'll move back to the Saturday 3 o'clock games then. We've got 3 of those to look at. Start with the league leaders. Huddersfield are 15-8. The draw is 2-1. And Burnley are very appealing 29-20. Huddersfield have played some good stuff of late. They've got themselves out of the immediate relegation battle. They still can't afford to take their foot off the gas. And this isn't an easy game for them, but they beat Reading in midweek. Burnley, we've touched on, in fantastic form. Came from behind to win at Fulham in midweek. Their home form has been very solid. On the roads, well, they've actually... I was going to say that their away form hasn't been great. It's because they draw a lot of games. But they've actually, points-wise, got the best away records in the league, which, I've got to be honest, Pete, That has surprised me right there. I always associate Burnley with being very, very solid at home. Granted, they also have the best home record in the league. So, you know, that's why they're top. But I think that Burnley here, I mean, you've got Middlesbrough at 8-13, admittedly against the worst side.
Yeah.
But then you get Burnley here at a whopping almost 6-4. And I can't understand that. Can you?
No. Burnley have lost to three teams this season: Ipswich, Hull, and Middlesbrough.
On the road.
On the road, I should say. Mm. I said at, so I suppose that kind of...
Okay.
Yeah, why don't you listen properly, Alex?
Sorry, go on.
Pleasant character.
As you were.
You've got to give real credit to David Wagner. He went in and he has saved Huddersfield in an impressive fashion. He saw the problem straight away, didn't feel they were fit enough. He's added a couple of good players. He's changed style a little bit. But ultimately, I think he is one of the stories of the season, because I think Huddersfield were looking dead and buried. And on in-play radio, a couple of people, including myself, were suggesting that they may be a back for relegation because they were struggling. He has done a brilliant job. The thing with their recent wins, though, at home, while brilliant and important, you do have to look at the teams that they've beaten. So let's go to the beginning of the season for Huddersfield, yeah? Didn't win any of their opening three home games. Then they beat Bolton. The next team they beat, two games later, was MK Dons. Then it was a couple of months into December. They beat Rotherham. They beat Preston. They beat Charlton, which is, again, brilliant. You beat the teams behind you, below you. Perfect. But again, if we're talking quality of side...
There's a theme here.
Then Wolves, who have been all over the place at times... Mm-hmm. And last time out, one of the league's worst away teams in Reading. Mm-hmm. So, again, seven home wins that they needed to get. Brilliant. Well done. They've drawn against Brighton at home as well. But ultimately, Burnley are nothing like any of those sides. And the teams that Burnley have lost against, Ipswich, Hull and Borough, are nothing like those sides either. Eventually, Burnley's run's going to come to an end. But if you're asking me, even though Huddersfield have been playing well, have been looking good, if you're saying to me that right now Burnley are odds against to beat anyone in the league...
Massively odds against as well.
29-20.
It's not an 11-10 shot, this.
No, it was 6-4 this as well. But 29-20 Burnley. If you're giving me that against anyone in this league outside of maybe the top three, I back it without thinking. Mm. I back it without thinking. You give me against Huddersfield, who have done really well and have done as well as you could ask them to do, but have done it against weak teams... I think it's such a good bet, and that will be probably the most backed bet of the week, I would imagine, the Championship. It should be, anyway.
Yeah, rightly so.
29-20 Burnley is an absolute just thunder brilliant bet. It really is. In terms of goal scorers, should I be the guy who puts up Jordan Rhodes and Andre Gray in the same podcast? I think I'm going to have to be, yeah. 20 league goals this season for Andre Gray. He's got four in his last three as well for Burnley. And he, quite frankly, looks utterly terrifying. He's 11-8 any time, Andre Gray, or certainly was this morning. Mm. And that, for me, is a fantastic looking any time. You can, of course, combine those two, which I actually hadn't done in my prep, which was a bit sloppy. I'll do it now. Andre Gray to score and Burnley to win 13-5. But ultimately, I mean... When we're on this podcast, you know, I know I'm a journalist and you have about every job under the sun, Alex, in this place. but if we're looking at this as punters,
yeah,
there is only one argument, and that is the argument for pro Burnley. Mm.
Burnley the pick then in that one. QPR Brentford is up next. QPR 13-10, the draw 9-4, and Brentford in the betting at 15-8. Another one that I thought this was pretty difficult to establish which way I wanted to go here. QPR in 11th, Brentford in 17th. Brentford's form hasn't been fantastic of late. The last five games include a 4-0 defeat to Sheffield Wednesday, a 3-1 loss at home to Derby. Then they beat Wolves 3-0, but then losses against Rotherham and Charlton, who are both struggling. Won't have done wonders for them. They'll be nervously looking over their shoulder. They should be okay.
Mm.
But you wouldn't want to be losing many more games. They're only 4 points behind QPR, and a win would really boost them up the table. But at QPR, first and foremost, sorted the home form out. It's been pretty solid through the season. They've only lost three games, but they've now won three of the last four at home against Ipswich, Birmingham and Derby. QPR, for me, were the play, but it was a tentative one because they're two sides that through the season I've learned it's pretty hard to trust either of them.
Yeah, I think that's fair. They're 8 points off relegation at the moment, Brentford. Rotherham have won a few in a row.
Mm.
MK Dons are struggling. Bristol City, after a good burst of form, aren't safe, nor are Fulham. Huddersfield aren't right now, but I think probably will be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Leeds are the last team in the market that Hills are offering on relegation, 100-1 Leeds, which suggests to me that Brentford would be bigger than 100-1. Yeah? If Leeds go 100-1. And Brentford aren't in the William Hill relegation list here. I would be very interested in a pound.
Yeah.
Just a cheeky pound on that.
Well, I mean, because we've spoken about clubs around them, the likes of Blackburn and Huddersfield, and said, oh, yeah, they'll be okay. But they're not in the alarming form that Brentford are. Brentford are losing games left, right and centre. And while it's not a huge issue right now, they've got a game in hand as well, don't forget.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where you just think, well, hang on, two or three more defeats here, and if those sides at the bottom can just pick up a few points, if Brentford's in 4 or 5 games' time are still only on maybe 45 points, they're currently on 43, and the sides below them, Milton Keynes and Rotherham, who are currently 36 and 35, they've got up to nearly the 40 mark, could be a nervous end to the season.
Give Hills a ring. Go on to your need advice thing on the William Hill website or wander into William Hill shop and have a look, because it might be worth a pound. Because it is just, you know, you can stick a quid on and wander off and then keep the slip until the end of the season. And if it doesn't land, it's a quid. What is it? It's half a coffee. Depending on which coffee outlet you go to.
I was
going to
say.
but the point is here, I say, like a van just outside. Yeah. But QPR ultimately 13-10 for this game is the play. Brentford appear to me to be a team who are flailing a little bit. I mean, they've lost 5 of the last 6, as you quite rightly said. And admittedly, they've played a good team like Sheffield Wednesday and lost 4-0. A good team like Brighton and lost 3-0. But they've just lost at home to Charlton. 2-1. They've lost away at Rotherham. I don't count Derby as being a team you should be terrified of right now. And they lost 3-1 at home to them. Admittedly, Wolves, you know, a 3-0 victory over them was a very, very decent result indeed. And Swift, another couple, he's a very good player. He'll be in the Championship no matter what next season, Swift. But I look at that 13-10. For a QPR side, who at home, don't forget, all season have been hard as hell to beat. The only teams to have beaten QPR at home this season, Forest early doors, and then Hull, and admittedly Fulham. So I can't see how QPR, who've improved their home form immeasurably, are a team you shouldn't be backing at 13-10. And a man who you should be backing as well, Charan Cherry, at 13-5 here. You know, he scored against Derby. He scored against Birmingham last time out as well. So he scored in the last 2 home games for QPR, Charan Cherry. They do love him there. He's got 7 league goals this season. You know, 3-6. I just think that that's a very, very good-looking play indeed. I really do. I do think Brentford score. But ultimately, QPR and both teams at 17-5. Cherry out any time at 13-5. But QPR at 13-10, I don't think Brentford can lay a glove.
Final game is Fulham against Bristol City. Fulham 23-20, draw 23-10, and Bristol City are 21-10. Big game this. It's 19th against 20th. Two sides that have just been scrambling around in the last few weeks. As you said, Bristol City did have a decent run. But now they've lost 2 in a row. Fulham have been inconsistent throughout. More bad than good, it has to be said. But the amount of goals that they've got is still just absolutely frightening. 55 goals scored. It is the second most in the whole division. And yet they're in 19th spot. Defensively, they're pretty poor. Their goal difference is only -6, incredibly. But you look at the games that Fulham have been losing of late, and they're against Burnley and Middlesbrough. And that's a lot more respectable than Bristol City's losses against Cardiff and Wolves. Not that I've got anything against those two.
Yeah.
But it's one of those games you could just see Fulham outscoring Bristol City as much as anything. Another game for goals here?
Absolutely. Fulham's games this season average 3.22 goals per match. 3.22! Over 2.5 last night, annoying that we didn't record this last night, although I suppose it wouldn't really have mattered because people would have been able to bet on it until today anytime. Over 2.5 is 10 to 11.
Nice.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
I was expecting that to be more, 8 to 13, it's maybe even shorter.
Bristol City has landed in their last 2 away games. Fulham we've been through, but I suppose the last 3 games at Craven Cottage have been 3, 2 and 5. The last 5 games have been 3, 2, 2, 4 and 5. The last 5 Bristol City games have been 2, 4, 3, 2 and 3. 10 to 11 just looks absolutely brilliant. And I loved it at even money, and I didn't back it because I had to go and do some tea. But anyway, the point is, Bristol City's away form has been good. And actually, to be fair, they've won at Charlton, they've won at MK Dons, they've won at Forest. And their away form is certainly better than that of Fulham's home form. What I really liked here, though, was a market that I'm beginning to play more often, which is both score, no draw. 13-8. You know, with Fulham, we know they've got all these tons of goals, but why aren't they higher in the league? Well, that's because they're conceding a ton as well. So, therefore, both teams to score is an immediate consideration, isn't it? Bristol City away from home have scored in their last four away games. In fact, it's technically it's six in the last five away. So four or five away games, and it just all seemed very nice indeed to me. The over 2.5 is an absolutely corking play. I've got to say, though, I do think Bristol City are slightly big with that away form, and especially when you consider that away form's come against teams who, like Fulham, are struggling. I think you have to look into that a little bit. I mean, the 5-4 draw no bet was where I eventually settled. Because you're right, I mean, losing to Brighton 4-0 isn't great, but it's, you know, losing to anyone 4-0 is not great, but Brighton are a good team. They lost to Cardiff, who have had some really good moments this season, obviously just outside the playoffs, and they've lost at Wolves midweek, and it was a 90th minute goal that cost them that. So I actually think the 5-4 draw no bet Bristol City is very, very good, but the over 2.5 at 10-11 and the both score no draw is an absolute beaut as well at 13-8.
Okay. Naps then.
Didn't land that last week.
No,
Sheffield Wednesday.
Mine did, and I will be...
Bully for you.
Yeah, we'll be... I'll be calculating some... I'm a few weeks back, actually, with...
Well, you've been away, haven't you?
I was away.
What did you do? Anything interesting?
Went to London. Saw the Queen. No, I didn't see the Queen. I saw Newcastle get pasted at Chelsea, but that's by the way. I've not really done much. But yeah,
what a boring anecdote.
I know. Sorry.
I wish I hadn't asked the question.
I need to result the naps. I've got a few weeks of back naps, if you like.
I think I've had two land and three. One land and two not, I think. Has been the pattern. I'll double check that.
So I'll be calculating. I think it could be pretty... It was pretty close last time I updated them, which admittedly was over a month ago now.
Yeah.
Between the three of us. There wasn't much in it.
No.
Interestingly, no Jason Lewis this week on the league podcast.
The Jackie boy?
No. Myself.
Interviewing yourself?
No, Dev Kellner will present. I will pundit. That's below us, just on the playlist. By the time people are listening to this, it will have been recorded.
Right, okay. Well, who are you looking at then? Just very quickly.
We've got six games.
No, not all of the games. Just give me one shout that isn't your nap from both, because I want to know them now, even though we could just have this conversation off air.
One shout that isn't my nap from...
it was that difficult a question.
No, I'm not... No, I don't know what my nap is. No. Listen, it's a teaser. Listen to the league podcast underneath us.
Well, I do every week, but yeah. I just would have liked to know it now.
No, not giving you it.
Fine, be like that.
So I will be napping in the lower leagues, but haven't decided what yet. What is your nap going to be in the Championship?
What do you think it's going to be?
I think it's going to be Burnley.
I think you're absolutely right, because I'm not decrying how well Huddersfield have done. I'm just not, because why would I? They've done really well recently. They've beaten most of the teams behind them. I think they drew with Fulham, didn't they? But they've beaten everyone else. They've dragged themselves kicking and screaming forward. They feel like a club that are progressing at last, as opposed to one that are standing still and maybe even leaning backwards. But the point I made when we previewed this a minute ago was, if you offer me 29-20 Burnley against pretty much any team in this league, home or away, right now, with this steam train run they're on, I am taking that. In my opinion, there shouldn't be massive shorts here, because Huddersfield are a good team. Maybe 10-11, maybe. But I'm 29-20. Odds against. I play that sooner rather than later, because I think by 2:50 on Saturday, that would have been battered in.
Yeah. Okay, Burnley the pick. I'm in full agreement with that. Probably would have been my nap if I wasn't doing the other podcast, to be honest. Burnley are... a knocking price there. So fingers crossed for them. And best luck with everything else that you've put up this week, Pete. We'll be back next week.
Yeah, thanks very much, Paul.
Championship action. And don't forget to listen to the other podcast. We've got the European podcast as well. The punt will be online tomorrow. There's something for everyone. So best luck with your bets as well, listeners. And we'll talk to you next week.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.